This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Hai Wo. First name is Hai, H-A-I, last name is Wo, V-O-Wo, date of birth 6-24-1975. This letter is being written to Dr. Tam Nguyen. First name is Tam, T-A-M, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, address 200, Jose, Figueres Avenue, Suite 180, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-258-5083. Fax number 408-258-4347. Dear Dr. Tam Nguyen, first name is Tam, T-A-M, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Thank you for asking me to see this 49-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I came to our office with a Vietnamese interpreter complaining of food allergies, period. He's been having some red rashes, itching, occasionally hives, and some other rashes on his back for many years, period. He is a tattoo artist by profession, and he was covered with multiple tattoos just about everywhere, period. Overall, he's healthy except for history of some nasal congestion and minor asthma, which does not seem to give him any problem, period. He has taken some Zyrtec and Benadryl for his allergies and itching, period. He believes certain foods can cause rashes, and he wants to pursue some allergy testing, period. There is no history of any angioedema, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or throat tightness, period. There is no history of any vomiting or diarrhea or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. He is not allergic to any medications, period. Rashes are generally transient and go away, except there are a bunch of rashes that have been around for quite some time, period. He has seen a dermatologist, and I'm not sure what kind of diagnosis has been assigned, period. I was able to review his lab work, and that really doesn't suggest any systemic disease process that might be responsible for these rashes, period. He's using two kinds of steroid creams, and also steroid lotion, and they are generally quite helpful, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant gentleman who had multiple tattoos and a few scaly, itchy lesions on his arms and back, period. Scales were like silver in color, and I believe that is consistent with a diagnosis of psoriasis, period. I would certainly make sure that a dermatologist takes care of his rashes after we have done our workup, period. And, okay, let's see here. I obtained the following lab work, and results are as follows. Number one, total immunoglobulin is 288, which is mildly, immunoglobulin E, total IgE is 288, which is mildly elevated. Individual in vitro testing revealed positive reaction to many trees and grasses, period. There were a few food reactions which were weakly positive, and I don't believe they have any significance. They have any significance to his skin problem. He certainly has a moderate reaction to hazelnut, but I don't believe hazelnut is a source of this problem, period. Since he has been insisting on allergies, I did some allergy testing, and results are as follows. Positive reactions to oak tree, cedar tree, birch tree, and ash tree. Number two, positive reaction to grasses. Number three, small positive reaction to pecan, period. I believe his skin allergy testing is consistent with the diagnosis of springtime rhinitis, and I gave him some Allegra, and that should be quite helpful, period. New paragraph, I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various rashes, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided. I also discussed about the rashes, the scaly rashes, and answered all his questions, period. I was able to talk to her in an interpreter who was very helpful, and I was able to answer all the questions, period. My final diagnosis, number one, history of non-specific rashes. Number two, history of mild positive reactions, probably consistent with diagnosis of rhinitis. Number three, possible psoriasis, period. I'm recommending that he should be seen by a dermatologist and be appropriately treated for possible psoriasis. It certainly could be a different diagnosis, but let dermatologists take care of this problem, and hopefully I would feel better, period. I've asked him to see you for his for follow-up and his other problems, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Ivo.